Open to Crackers and Milk. This is your host, David. Thanks so much for joining me for another Dave's Den of Discourse. I'm happy to bring you this discourse. Today's title is actually, It Takes a Village. When I was in 8th grade, I made a goal. I wanted to play all 3 years of high school basketball. I tried out for my 9th grade year, my 9th grade team the next year. So in my 9th grade year, I tried out. And I didn't make it. I was told I gave up, which I did. And I'm very disappointed in myself at that time. Still am a little, but not too bad. So my thought, because I didn't make it my 9th grade year, my thought was I don't think I would be able to make it in high school. I just didn't think I would be able to. So as I was going through contemplating what I should do, because I had this goal and I wanted to accomplish it, there was another opportunity to go to a different school. So I decided to go to Grant High School. One, I was given insight to go to Grant High School that it was the better choice. It was for academics. That's what we told them, but it was just for basketball. But now that I look back and I realize certain things about my academics at that time, it was academics. It was totally straight up academics. Because if I didn't go there, I wouldn't have graduated high school. That's just a fact. I failed my 9th grade year, failed some classes, and so I didn't have the credits. So I needed to go to Granite. I didn't realize that at that time, but as I've gotten older, I realize it now. And people have asked me in my family how I was able to graduate, and I still don't know how. But I graduated, which I'm grateful for. So I went to the school. I made it my sophomore and junior year, which was fun. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. But so for those 2 years, we played 20 games. And we won 4. Well, 20 games a year. So my sophomore and junior year, we played 40 games altogether. We won 4, 2 each season, right? And that is just so frustrating for a competitor like me. So after the junior year, the coaches that I had my sophomore and junior year, I didn't really enjoy. It was at odds. It was like, well, I don't want to play because I've had such bad experiences with these coaches. And I'm not sure if this next coach is, if I'm going to have a good experience either. Because even that junior year, me and him had 1 or 2 run-ins. Not like where we argued. He just said stuff. And it was like, all right, well, whatever. I don't care. Because I wasn't going to play my junior year. Barely played. And I get why. But, you know, we had run-ins. So it's like, I don't want to play. I don't want to play. Right? That's what I was telling people. And I said told people after that. My senior year coach, he actually did come and ask me, try to recruit me. And I gave this stupid answer of why I didn't want to play. But it was just dumb. Just so you know, it was dumb. But the person that, there were 3 people that were beneficial to me in this situation. One was Anthony Ramsey. Because after the junior year, he would come, after he heard me say his stuff, he'd just be like, Burgess, they need you. Burgess, they need you. You know, so in that type of vein, where he was starting to break down my defenses, and he's like, oh, man, they need you, they need you, they need you, right? And so it's like, whatever. It didn't, but as he was doing it, it was breaking my defenses down. It totally was breaking my defenses down. Where I was like, yeah, they probably do, but I don't know, whatever. Then the most important guy that ever in this whole decision was my dad, actually. He came to me one day. I don't know how this came up. It was in the summertime or maybe in the spring. I don't know. I want to say summer. But he came to me and he's like, Dave, why did you go to Granite? Why did you choose to go to Granite? And I was like, well, I wanted to play all 3 years of basketball. Then he goes, well, then finish what you started. And it was like, What? I don't remember. Maybe I fought him on it a little bit because it's like, no, my dad doesn't understand. Da, 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 da. You know, all that teenage rhetoric. And then I started thinking after my emotions came down, probably I started thinking and it was like, yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if I told myself like, dude, you're going to regret it. And it's going to be something that your older brother never did, play all 3 years. I did it. You know, I made my decision. I made my decision right then and there at a time. I don't know when. I just remember that the questioning, the small interaction, and then just choosing to do it. And then the last person who was very beneficial to my focus and my understanding of what I needed to do to help my team win was actually a junior jazz coach that I had named Bob Iverson. He came over one day and he was talking to me and he asked me about it. And I told him, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play. And then he said, okay, what's your goal? So then I told him my goal. I was like, oh, I'm going to score 20 points a game, which if you know my game and you know who I am, 20 points is unrealistic no matter what. It's just unrealistic. But in my teenage years, I thought, yeah, I could do that. I wasn't being truthful with myself. But then after I told him that, he said, okay, let's break it down. So he broke it down how I could get 20 points, or let's see if you could realistically get 20 points. And realistically, he came up with 16 points. He's like, 16 points, you can score 16 points a game if you could do these things. I'm like, okay. You know, just thinking, yeah, all right, that sounds good. I wasn't really enthused about that, but it's like, okay, well, if that helps my team win. But then he's like, well, do you want to know what I think? And I was like, yeah, sure. No, I'll listen. He goes, Dave, I think if you do 10 points and 10 rebounds, your team will win. I sat there and I thought about that at that time. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do 10 points and 10 rebounds. You know, I was sold really quickly on this idea. And I think it was probably because he said, you're going to help your team win. It's like, oh, okay. So that whole year, my mantra was 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 points, 10 rebounds. And I tried every game to do that. I didn't accomplish that goal, but every time I scored either 10 points or got 10 rebounds or was dominant or did stuff like that, we won. We usually would win. Not all the time, but we'd usually win. And that was fun. It was awesome. One of the best years I had in basketball. So I was refocused. I was refocused by Anthony Ramsey, by my dad, and by Bob Iverson. I was just refocused on my goal, right? So have you had someone in your life help redirect your focus or helped redirect your focus? And how did they help you? What did they do? What brought upon your laziness to lose focus? And then what helped bring you back into focus of your goal, your overall goal, of what you wanted to accomplish, and also what you felt you needed to accomplish? What was it? Well, thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it makes you think. And remember, make those good choices and help build, don't destroy.